top headlines.
Let's get some updates on the Bruins players. A lot of them banged up, a lot of them missing time, missing games. Bruce Cassidy?
No, he didn't travel with us, so.
Talking about Rick Nash.
He's still upper body day to day. Z, same thing. Berge is skating.
Z is Zdeno Chara.
He could have been talking, when he said he didn't travel with us, he could have been talking about Ryan Donato, too.
Berge, that's Patrice Bergeron. I'll translate. Go ahead, coach.
Being back home, so he's getting closer.
Back home? Who? Donato?
Berge. Back home, that's in Boston.
Not going to play tomorrow, and then we'll see from there where it plays out. DeBrusk, no, he didn't travel. Backus is out for tomorrow, so Swarz is up. So that gives us 12 forwards. Postma came up. Adam left early. He's skating today. Looks to be okay. So Paul's the only extra right now.
Wow. All right, so there you go. This all is the Bruins begin their four-game road trip tonight when they play the Blues in St. Louis. It's a 7:30 Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics coming off a big win last night over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 199, thanks to a Marcus Morris game winner three-pointer with just 1.2 seconds left on the clock. Meanwhile, Kyrie Irving going to get a second opinion on his left knee this week. Not going to play. Tony Maserati, the first to report that he's going to have that looked at. He has not played since last Sunday when he took himself out of the game against the Pacers. Headline. Are brought to you by South Shore Bank, the bank more people count on for their mortgage, business, and all financial needs. SouthShoreBank.com, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Want to stay connected to Boston sports?
Who do you root for?
Connect with Boston's home for sports online. 98.5TheSportsHub.com. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So Kyrie, from everything that I was told last, is probably not going to be on the trip. So still the same thing that we've been talking about. You know, that knee has been sore, but he is... You know, he's worked really hard to manage it and throughout the entire season. And, you know, I think, you know, he's had some pretty good days recently. So I'm encouraged by it, you know, in the big picture.
There's a report that he's getting a second opinion.
He's going to get a second opinion. That's why he probably won't go on the trip. So, and again, I think that's, you know, that's smart of him. But I haven't talked to him yet since that decision was made. And I haven't talked to Danny or our staff about it.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. That is Brad Stevens last night before the game. Talking about Kyrie Irving going for a second look on the knee, which Tony Maz first reported yesterday afternoon right here on the Sports Hub. I'm not, you know, the more I think about this injury, the more I'm not concerned about it. I feel better now than I did yesterday about it. In that, okay, listen, he goes and he has the screws removed and he's done for the year. Okay, you accept it. Yeah. But in terms of what I think is the more likely scenario, which is he plays through it, I think with the rest, he might not be at his best, but I just think long-term, I'm less concerned about a long-term problem. We talked to Dr. Chris earlier, right?
Yeah. So if you get the screws out, it takes months of rehab.
That's what he said. I'm not sure about that.
I think he did. But, I mean, he might be different, right? You don't know.
Is that what he said? Months of rehab?
Yeah. You got to shut him down. If you're taking those screws out, you know, try and get him ready for the plot. You can't do that. That's going to take him a couple months to come back. Yeah, he did. Then once you go in and take it out and you look at it, do you have to put him back in or do you just keep him out? I assume you keep them out. I mean, but bottom line, he's got a chronic knee. That thing's bugging him. It hurts. This is not good. Short term. I'm with you. I think you'll be okay long term. I do. I mean, we've got great doctors here. They'll fix that thing. They're very particular, though, how they address it. You notice that with Stevens, Ainge?
Here's what I took away.
Very careful with what they say.
The screws remaining in, even if it's uncomfortable and it limits how good he can be.
Yeah.
it's not causing any more damage. It's not like there's a risk. If he plays on it, there's no risk.
No, I understand that.
Oh, he tore up his knee because he continued to play on it.
But there's some sensitivity.
Right? Like
with
last
something.
Year
right.
with the hip, you could make the case that Isaiah Thomas, had he shut it down, would have been back to full health this year. Would have started the year playing.
Yeah.
Because he's got a thing in his hip. You know, what do you call that?
Degenerative hip.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, kind of. Like Roosevelt Colvin, right? Same kind of hip. Isn't that what he had?
Or, you know, he's
Bo
got...
Not Bo Jackson. I mean, that ended his career.
Right. His knees are breaking down. And
yeah.
You know, got no cartilage between the knee. You know, it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, he doesn't have bone on bone, supposedly, right?
No, he's got
this is just strictly the kneecap screws
that are irritating him, and they hurt.
So they're rubbing something.
Yeah,
as it goes
they
back.
Just need, right. but it's not going to do damage to the knee.
Right.
So I just feel as if start of next season he's back and he's good no matter what happens here. Now, the thing that's really is awful about this is if he does need them out. If this doctor today, this second opinion, this team of whoever. Tells him, yeah, you should have these out now.
Yeah.
You should get it out of the way now. Well, that sucks for the rest of this season. I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, I just, the biggest and most important thing is there long-term problems? You know, is there the risk? And we sort of wondered this when we didn't really know the exact situation going back three right. weeks, a month. We said, uh-oh. Did the Cavs know something the Celtics didn't know? This surgery that he threatened to go get this when we heard that, oh, he had threatened the Cavs with going to get surgery. Didn't that sound and didn't you think it would be more severe than he's going to get a couple of screws out?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did too. That's why I feel better about it.
I thought it's like you're, you know, like Pedroia. It's like the same type of stuff that he has. You got to go in there, you got to clean it out. It's like cell rejuvenation, all that stuff. It's like cutting edge stuff. That's what I thought he was. That's what I thought they're talking about because it's not MCL. It's not ACL. We talked about this. But I anticipate him to play.
I anticipate he comes back and yep. maybe plays one game before the end of the regular season, then plays in the playoffs. And he just shoots it up and goes.
Yeah. You see, but if he's shut down for the year, I mean, that affects everybody else, too. Like Gordon Hayward, don't worry about it. See you next year. Marcus Smart, good luck with your next team, you know.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that. If he doesn't come back.
I mean, we're talking about all these other guys.
There's no shot Marcus Smart comes back.
Right.
If Kyrie Irving is not back, he's not coming back. There is no more talk about the possibility of Hayward coming back. And by the way, it feels like that's not happening anyway.
No. And Stevens told us. He said 6 to 8 weeks plus, guys, he's coming back with some sort of a brace or splint.
Yeah, but he didn't say it in a positive way.
No.
His tone.
And he said, don't forget, that's a shooting hand. Kind of need that.
617-779-0985. You got anything on the Kyrie knee situation? Happy to talk about that. Ryan Donato still on the table. We'll get to the Patriots and Matthew Slater making a return next segment. Here's Jason in the car. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Just on the college hockey thing, you know that if you notice, Donato's not exactly a 20 or 19-year-old. It's because these kids, they all go play junior hockey now, and they take all their base courses in community colleges and whatnot for a couple of years, and they don't actually typically go in as freshmen until they're 19, 20, 21. And so the credits needed for them to actually graduate, even from a place like Harvard, is a lot less than, you know, the typical kid who goes in at 18. So he might just be, you know, needing a certain amount of credits to actually graduate. That's not
okay.
Unlikely.
Could be true.
College hockey.
Yeah, no, he's almost 22 years old. He'll be 22 in a couple of weeks.
They drafted him when? 2014?
2014. Peter Chiarelli drafted him in 2014.
It was Gretzky's brother, right?
Yeah. Scout, what's Wayne's scout. Brother's name?
David? I thought it was David.
David Gretzky?
Yeah, I just figured, you know, hey, I chalked it up as they nailed another one. They drafted him. No, that was Chiarelli and company.
Yeah. Keith Gretzky.
David. Same time. Keith, Dave.
Keith, Dave, yeah. Paul. Tim.
Doesn't matter. Not Wayne.
Felger's got a great name for him. The average one. the average one. Keith Gretzky.
Which Morris twin?
Okay, the Morris twin. Jim and Beverly. Jim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
hey.
Jim?
Hey, on Kyrie, I mean, let's face it, he's been managing this all year. So I think let him rest. You know, don't play him and manage it through the playoffs. I mean, that's all you can do at this stage of the game. And then next year, when Hayward comes back, that's going to take a lot of pressure off him, too. So So, you know, you can down his minutes a little. I mean, it's like you said, if he goes now, forget about it. It's over.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Completely over.
Done. Cooked. Season's over.
They'll try and manage the minutes.
Yeah.
When he comes back. But your hope is he gets back to what he was in October, November. How he felt. By giving him a few more weeks off. You got like 3 weeks left in the season. 11 games
it's
left on the schedule.
He's really, when he comes back too, he's not going to have his basketball legs. You know, they say you got to get in there, mix up. You said play one game. I don't even know if I play him one game. What's the use of playing him one game?
Well, just to get him back to, you know.
A little rhythm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Getting acclimated to being back on the court. 617-779-0985. Matthew Slater signed back with the Patriots yesterday on a 2-year deal. Told you, Cordarrelle Patterson coming to town didn't mean the end of Matthew Slater. I called it. He is back on a 2-year deal. We'll discuss what that means and also some interesting reporting from Tommy Karn of NBC Sports Boston. That's next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Matthew Slater visited Pittsburgh last weekend. He's not staying. He's coming back to the Patriots. Reported 2-year deal is the situation for Matthew Slater. That's a good sign.
It's a good signing. It is. I mean, I know everybody rolls the eyes. Well, what are you throwing the ball to him in an AFC championship game? Well, he's there for the locker room. It's the team captain. He's the front guy. He's the guy they put out front to talk. He's good at what he does. He really is. The gunner. And I heard this too. What are you doing letting one of your team captains go to Pittsburgh to visit? You let a Patriot Hall of Famer walk away. Then I heard other reactions that not only is he a Patriot Hall of Famer, he's a true Hall of Famer. See, I don't think that. But I mean, you look at the tenure and what he's done and what he's achieved through his career.
Yeah, no.
On and on. He's
not putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, if Steve,
I know that silly conversation has come up, but I'm not doing
Steve Tasker's
that.
In the Hall of Fame, then maybe you talk about it. He's not a Hall of Famer. I was okay if he left. I think it's good that he came back, and I think it's good for the locker room.
Matthew Slater's only catch of his career was like 7 years ago.
What was it?
It was against Miami.
Jesus. He started a game at safety, too.
It's a good one. 46 yards. You see it?
Yeah.
But anyway, I just like that he's back because, you know what? He is one of those leader type of guys. Good for the room type of guy. And you know what? The money won't be anything.
No, it's not going to be crazy money. And people are criticizing the other guys. The other guys left for big guaranteed money. All four of them.
Right.
You'd have no excuse
not to bring back Matthew Slater.
Right.
No,
right.
You'd have no excuse.
If you're a nickel dime act guy.
What are you doing? Yeah.
I just don't like him. I don't like the idea of him being on another team and getting picked on.
Let me break the huddle down.
Yeah. No, but don't tell me you're going to sign Nate Ebner, Brandon King, Brandon Bolden, and not sign Matthew Slater. What are you doing?
Right.
So he's back, and that's good. I called it, so.
You did call that. You did call that one.
People are like, oh, that means he's going to be gone. No, he's not. He's back. Good for them. Good for the Patriots.
I wonder if Pittsburgh set the
also
price.
Means, yeah. You know, I told you. I think it would have looked really bad had Matthew Slater left town.
Oh, yeah.
For the Patriots, I think it would have made the story of the locker room dissent look worse. Wow, you're telling me that guy looked to get out of town?
Yeah. Solder was a captain, correct?
You're telling me that he was looking to go elsewhere?
No, I thought Solder was a captain one of the
years.
David
Andrews was a captain.
David Andrews, that's right. If you think about the departures, yeah. I mean, Gronkowski, he's flirting with it.
That just would have really looked bad.
Yeah.
If Matthew, I mean, you can't keep Matthew Slater, and Matthew Slater was looking to go to the Steelers? What is going on in that room?
I mean, Hightower visited the Steelers, too. I mean, everybody's like, wow, what are you going to Pittsburgh for? Hightower did it.
So I think for that part of it, it's good. And there's this from the podcast of the Quick Slants podcast, NBC Sports Boston. This is I think, a piece of reporting by Tommy Curran, who's been very much on top of the Patriots offseason and the happenings, and he's reported extensively about what's going on. I think he was the first one. Remember, he had that column in the season, but it felt like, you know, the party's over and
hanging
people are leaving.
Jackets on the
coat rack. Yeah, I think he was the first to kind of pick up on this.
Yep.
And he had this to say on his podcast, which I think is a positive report on the Patriots locker room situation.
The overarching topic to the entire offseason is what's the tenor of the quarterback and the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just as the offseason continues to unfold and you talk to people and who have different outlooks, which are more close to the team than mine, one thing was stressed to me, and that's that the notion of toxicity that I've referenced, whether it be in this podcast or on the TV show, I'm getting a lot of pushback that it is seeping throughout the entire team. In other words, yeah, there's issues and there's tension between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the way business has been done for 18 years and the way Tom has grown to feel about that and the level of appreciation. There is some conflict with Gronk and his level of appreciation, his fun quotient, but it was maintained that those guys are not quarantined necessarily, but it's their issue. It's not one that has seeped through the team where each player is feeling that way. Now,
okay.
The notion that there is a level of toxicity that is making everyone look at each other and say, this place sucks, you know, I've gotten some pushback that's the real belief.
They should. Toxic's that's a strong word. Toxicity. You know who's toxic? Cincinnati. And you want to throw Cleveland in there? I don't know. There's a lot of teams that are toxic. Not here. Tense?
Would it be
intense?
Better if he said unhappy? Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
that the room is okay.
Yeah, a lot of run out of the word.
Don't
fun.
Dwell on the word. Yeah. The report here is that the issues in that locker room are contained to Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady.
Two best players on the team.
Oh, yeah, we're fine. It's just these two divas over here, the quarterback and the tight end. These two guys. That to me is now, okay, it's good and
what
bad.
What are you giggling at?
It's good that it's not the entire team.
Or could you pick two worse? Could you pick two worse guys to have the problem
right.
focused on?
No. Right.
You
I mean,
really couldn't.
You couldn't pick. We knew that those guys had problems, but it's almost worse that it's only limited to those guys because that means the rest of the room might look at the two of them and say, oh, will you stop it already?
Yeah, it's not like,
we just focus on playing
football? Tell me you've got a problem in terms of attitude and conviction between Julian Edelman and Dante Hightower. I don't like that, but okay. They'll get over it. They can deal with that. Brady and Gronkowski? Oof. If it's just those two guys? Now, this is where...
Wouldn't it be better for those guys if they had a lot of other players behind them? And you say, okay, there is an issue. Clear yeah. the air. You got to give back a little bit, Bill.
They're different.
But he's not going to give back.
No. Mm. And here's where the Patriots maybe, if you want to... And I'm not saying they're perfect by any means, but the one thing that they and a lot of teams have issues with, I think, is just in management, right? And there's some players... Look, we got a 53-man roster. We're not going to sit down with every single guy and figure out how to make them a model citizen. And I'm not talking about the extreme cases like Aaron.
No, you
got
to blend them, though.
I just mean, like, guys who aren't, you know, all right, maybe they're not good in the room. Who was the guy that they got rid of after he was late for the snowstorm?
Adalius Thomas.
Thank you.
Adalius Springs.
Adalius Thomas. You know, decent player, but it's like, now we're just going to move on. And at times I've been, like, critical. It's like, you know, why don't you manage these guys? Why don't you figure out a way? This speaks more than anything. Okay, this is a situation you have to manage. You can't move on from either one.
Right.
You can't say, fine, you're not going to play by the team rules. Or, you know, we're not going to waste any time or effort managing a situation. We got too many guys here. No, you need, obviously, more than any two other players on this entire team, you need these two guys. This is a situation that begs to be managed and handled from... Think about it from almost like an HR standpoint. And it sucks that you have to do that and you just can't all like figure it out and like, yeah. All right, I'll go see my trainer on my own. Or on the other side, just let the trainer into the locker room, make those two guys. Something's going to have to be done to manage this situation. And that's something that the Patriots haven't always been great at.
But you've been able to eliminate those type of guys too. You got guys like Jamie Collins or if it was Chandler Jones. Chandler, take your 15 sacks. Go ahead, we're going to trade
you. But you also had in the pass hard
Brandon
guys,
Spikes.
Guys that were clearly in the wrong. Like Adalius Thomas. That guy's a jerk.
No, but
you're
like,
a jerk.
When Spikes left.
They give you this huge contract. They pay you a boatload of money. And you come in and you're bitching about the fact that you didn't get their work on time because of the snow. Like that, you could look at that and say, okay, there's a right and a wrong here, and the coach is right and the player is wrong. Right.
Yes, but
I think that's a little more gray area with Gronkowski and Brady.
And Adelius Thomas probably is a jerk. But you think he was the only one that was bitching about having to come into work on time when there was a big snowstorm? I'm sure everybody was.
No, it was him. It was Sean Spring. It was all the guys who showed up late.
And they were lipping off in front of reporters. It's like, hi, Sean.
Did Moss show up late too?
Okay.
Yeah, and then they booted those guys to the curb.
Yeah.
You can't do that with these two.
You can't do that with the, and you don't.
You lose one of these two. You're cooked.
Yes.
You're dead in the water. Dead in the water. You don't even have a backup tight end right now. Like, Dwayne Allen's your tight end. What if he just wakes up tomorrow and says, talking about 87, I don't want to play. What are you going to do? We're going to draft a guy? Draft a kid from Penn State? Like, that's your option. Find the next one.
You ask, why don't you want to play? And if it's something you have control over, then you manage that situation. If he says, my body hurts every time I breathe, and I want to be able to walk when I'm 50 years old, then you say, okay, Gronk, we love you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Don't you think that's been answered, though?
But if
privately?
I don't know.
Like, you're allowed,
I really don't know.
You're allowed a team to go into free agency. You missed all free agency. What are you going to keep this up to the draft? Or the first OTA? Or when guys report for off-season training? Like, they've got to have a conversation. Right? You have your exit physical. You keep in touch. Bill's got all their numbers. He's always texting them. He texted Hernandez what to do. I mean, he keeps in touch with these guys. He's got a great relationship with Drew Rosenhaus. Rosenhaus goes on PFT, says, I can't talk about anything. Can't talk about it. Like, when are you going to wake up and say, I want to play? Like, I'm waiting. You guys waiting? What's the answer if it's no?
The answer is, why not? Like I just said, why not? I want to be able to use my trainer. I want to be able to work. Okay, let's manage this situation. We can figure this out. This isn't climbing Mount Everest. We can figure out a way.
Big mountain.
So you can, it's a big player. You need him. But Zoe, if the reason why he doesn't want to play is I can go make almost as much money, you know, doing wrestling and doing some movies, and my body hurts. I don't want to do this anymore. There's nothing you can do about that. The answer is, the answer defines everything. If he says, I don't want to play, why not? Tell me why you don't want to play, and if this is something we can handle. Otherwise, you got to let it go. It's out of my control. But something tells me the reason why, if he doesn't want to play, and this is more than about just money, something tells me it's about something that the Patriots have some control over, and they can manage. And they can work it out.
They have to. I mean, it's your two best.
But on the
players.
Whole, you're taking this as a positive?
Yeah.
At least it's limited to those two guys. It's good and bad.
Yeah, and I think he's getting good sources too. You know? I mean, he has McCourty on his show. They just signed Devin's brother. He talks to Harmon all the time. Tom keeps in touch with those guys. So if they're telling him, hey, I mean, on the outside, people are killing us for this toxic locker, it's not that bad. But those guys, they probably expect a little more, a little bit more.
617-779-0985. Again, your reaction to that the Patriots locker room issues are largely related to Brady and Gronkowski, and the rest of the room feels okay about what's happening in Foxborough. I don't know if that reflects well on those two players. 617-779-0985.
Diva-ish.
Of course, the Donato situation with the Bruins and Kyrie's knee. All of that on the table here in the noontime hour.
Sports Hub headlines.
Greg Monroe got the game winner for the Celtics last night in their 199 victory over the Thunder at the TD Garden. A three-pointer with 1.2 seconds left on the clock, and that was no accident for Coach Brad Stevens.
You know, very rarely in the NBA, probably do you finish a game with two traditional bigs on the court. And because everybody's running spread pick and roll and everybody's really tries to spread you out. But you know, he's just scoring. You know, we needed his scoring. This is a hard team to play against. And, you know, it's our team to score on. We needed him out there.
And as I said, he got the game winner. The Celtics were missing Kyrie Irving, who reportedly is going to get a second opinion on his knee. Next up for the Celtics, the start of a four-game Western road trip that begins Friday night in Portland. The Bruins begin their four-game road trip tonight in St. Louis. Judd Zerot, Bob Beers, they'll be on the call, starting with the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show, 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Live Nation. Godsmack with Shinedown, Saturday, August 25th, Xfinity Center. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jamaica Plain wants to touch on Kyrie Irving's knee situation. Hi, Peter.
Guys, I'll try to make this short and sweet, okay?
Please.
I'm not a huge Kyrie fan, and I didn't like the trade. What? But in any case, the thing that's worrying me, I don't think he's worth a max contract, and I'd much rather see Danny try and lock up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, because I know they're butting up against the salary cap and all that stuff. But
other than the injury, what don't you like about Kyrie Irving?
What did
Irving?
You like about the trade?
Well, the Brooklyn picks would be a lottery pick.
Well, no, I don't get how this relates to what's happening right now.
He didn't like Kyrie Irving.
I think we're in love with Kyrie because he's so flashy with the ball. But look at his.
Well, he's good.
He only averages 5 assists a game.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Rondoite.
That was short.
It's a Rondoite.
Sweet. Yeah. Here's what I would say. But listen,
we want a drink stir.
I don't love a score. I'm not in love with Kyrie Irving. When he was begging out of Cleveland, I had all kinds of issues with that, and I still don't get it fully. Well, it'd be my own man. Right. Let's pass up on chances at winning a title because you want to be your own guy.
Four straight titles.
I'm not in love with Kyrie. I'm in love with his 24.4 points per night in 32 minutes.
I was going to say.
He doesn't need 40 to give you over 24 a night. In 32 minutes a night, he's giving you 24.4 points. You want to know who is next on the team in points behind Kyrie this season and what their average is? Jaylen Brown, who averages 14 points a night. He's good. He's right. The caller's right to want to lock up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Tatum and his 13.6 points a night.
How's his assist?
10 more points, over 10 more points per game in the same amount of playing time.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of assists.
Listen,
if that's what you want.
I didn't love the trade. I wasn't excited.
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are averaging less than 2 assists a game.
I'm also not stupid.
Less than 2. Did you hear that?
He's clearly their best player.
Yeah, I love the two young guys, too.
He's their best player.
Kyrie Irving only has 5 assists a game. He's right. Jaylen Brown's at 1.6. Jason Tatum's at 1.5. You want assists, go to Al Horford. He averages almost 5.
I thought 3-4 years ago, we were trying to get these top-notch players, right? Start to build it the right way.
By the way, when did it become an either-or? You can only keep Kyrie or you can only
I don't know.
That's not true.
No. I don't know.
No, I love the young players. So you got Al here, and then you got Gordon Hayward, then you get Kyrie, and then all of a sudden you want to get rid of Kyrie? Like, what are you building for then? So you're talking about elevating one of the young players to the big three? No,
I'm just telling
yet.
You that you should be prepared for the Celtics to be spending a lot of money in the luxury tax dollars these next few years. That's coming.
Yeah. I don't want to get rid of that guy. No way.
Hell no.
No. You're close now, man. You are close.
Alex in Worcester. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Alex?
A couple quick things about the Celtics and Kyrie. What I want to know first off is, after Hayward goes down early in the season, first game, what's the expectation for the rest of the season? What's everyone thinking? I mean, obviously, if they shut down Kyrie, things are over, but were things not more or less over before? It's like, we're not going to take Golden State in the finals without Hayward, without a full healthy team. And secondly, why not shut down Kyrie now and allow guys like Terry, who's looked phenomenal, and Jaylen and Jason a chance to kind of develop more and take over more of that spotlight kind of role?
No. Nope. I'm out on that.
What are we doing here?
Let me tell you why. Because with Kyrie, you should be back in the same spot you were last year, which is in the Eastern Conference Finals. So what, you're going to take a pass on that? No, you know what? We'll take the first-round exit.
No.
Instead of potentially winning two rounds of being in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I believe actually giving a different... it's going to look different this year, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got more time for Tatum.
He
got
compete.
A lot more minutes. Just because Gordon Hayward went down. I remember the tweets. Just like that, Celtics season over. No. Head coach coached his ass off. Team played hard. You love Tatum. You love Brown. You know, you start bringing, say it again, Rozier and Smart off the bench. You're starting to get in this rhythm. You get Monroe. You know, Horford's Horford.
Because I'll tell you what, if your goal is to develop the young kids, right, you want to develop Tatum, you want to develop Brown, right? You know how that's going to happen even more so?
How?
By playing extra rounds in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what's good experience? Playing in big games.
Yeah, let's cash it in.
In the playoffs, extending the year, extending the season. That's all very valuable. Playing against good competition. That'll help their development plenty.
Hell yeah.
That's what you do. And if there's no risk of long-term damage or damage that impacts next season for Kyrie Irving, and he, as we know, wants to play, then you play him.
Yep. And especially Tatum. See what a series is. See what a playoff series is.
By the way, I don't mean to jump
how everything's amped up.
We've heard that multiple times today. Ah, just screw it. Shut him down. Be done with it. Why? What's the point of that? I don't get what you accomplish with that.
I mean, you rest him, see if he can come back. That's it. He'll be back. I have confidence he's going to be back. More so than the other.
Unless some doctor gets in the way today. Damn doctors.
How many opinions now? Two,
well, he's
three.
Get another one. Yeah. Second one.
Keep going.
Two indicates.
Keep going.
Two.
Second opinion tells you what
indicates
you hear.
Two opinions. Yeah. As I understand it, as I understand it, a second means two. I don't know if that's you'd have to check with him, but I think that's the case.
Well, third, fourth. What if you don't hear? What if you hear what you don't want to hear from the second? You got to go to get a third, right? Keep going until you get the results that you want.
I guess.
I mean, what do you think the player wants to do? He wants a rest and he wants to play.
He wants to play.
Yeah, that's what he's in this league for. Playoffs. Those type of players are in this league for playoffs.
617-779-0985. Mike in West Roxbury. Mike.
Hey guys, how's it going?
How's the snow there?
Yeah, not yet. It's coming. Guys, I'm so, I don't know why Boston fans have fallen so in love with Kyrie Irving. I know he's great. I know talent breeds affection, but this guy, he passed up a chance at another championship with a team that they've been slugging it out with every year in Cleveland versus Golden State because of his ego. And I know we don't know the full story, but to me, it seems like he didn't want to be the number two on a team. So he came to Boston, but I mean, he passed up a chance at a championship. Is what he did much different than with the other guy in Oklahoma City, name is escaping me, did, you know, leaving a team when you're...
Durant?
Oh, it's different.
He went
to a worse team than a better team. So yeah, they're very different.
I guess, yeah.
Still questionable, but different.
Do you think, if Kyrie Irving is playing with LeBron James this season in Cleveland, do you think they beat Golden State in the final?
No, but I mean... Mm.
There you go. There's your answer. He wasn't going to win there anyway. And he couldn't stand playing with LeBron anymore. I can't stand LeBron. And Kyrie Irving, he's a
Young, to play with him.
He's a young man. He needs to plant his own flag, and he needs to assert himself as the number one on a team. I can't believe what we're getting today.
It's two calls.
Two anti-Kyrie Irving calls?
Correct.
Yeah.
You don't want Kyrie Irving on the Celtics?
No good.
I can't.
You reject that? Do you reject that?
I don't reject it. I'm confounded. I'm shocked. The Celtics fans, I don't like the fact that he left the Cavaliers to join the Celtics.
He doesn't have enough assists.
What?
He doesn't have enough.
He only got like five assists a game. What? Your team without Kyrie Irving?
Dead.
This season?
Dead.
It's nothing. It's nothing. There's other guys that are important. But we've seen how important Marcus Smart is, and we all think, many of us think that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to be important in the future. But right now this team is Kyrie Irving as much as it is anyone or anything. You're not a fan? What part are you not a fan of? First guy said he didn't get enough assists. The second guy said he didn't like the fact that he left a team where you're battling it out with Golden State to go play with someone else. You're not beating Golden State. I don't think anybody's beating Golden State, assuming health. Not for a year or two. You know who can? A team like the Celtics. Cavaliers aren't going to, because I don't think LeBron's going to be there. Watch what the Cavaliers do after LeBron leaves. There's nothing. There's nothing there.
I didn't expect to get this response.
Green teamers.
About Kyrie Irving.
They came out of the woods.
It's offensive.
There's more of it coming.
I'm offended by this.
I just think the timing is weird.
It's dumb.
The time for this was last summer.
Sorry, but it's...
I did this take last summer.
Makes no sense. Yeah.
You doing it now while he's sitting out with...
No.
I'm saying people are doing it now when they're sitting out with a sore knee.
It's weird.
Yeah, where are these people when he was playing?
You think we're
32 points
tonight. You think we're negative? These callers today. Wow.
Good grief.
Bastion of negativity.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where these Kyrie calls are going, but we're taking them. CJ in the car. CJ.
CJ.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing today?
What's going on?
So I'm here to get this thing back on track. I have no idea what these previous callers are talking about. You look at what Kyrie's doing this year compared to his career averages, and he's got highs in almost every category. My opinion, sounds like you guys are agreeing. Absolutely a max contract player, especially in this landscape that is the NBA. I just have no idea where these people are coming from. They're either not Celtics fans or the IQ is low.
Rondoites. But you want to sit there and watch a guy stir the drink and dish the ball out and give assists? Only when the lights are its brightest?
Okay, but he's better than Rondo.
I don't understand about? the assist thing. Then you don't like him as a player. What don't you like about him? You don't like watching him?
I don't give a crap what his assists are. I really don't.
I could care less.
Nick in Boston.
We had a call earlier.
Nick.
Bitching about it.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Listen, I think it's pretty important that you rest Kyrie for the remainder of the season. I think you're in the playoffs. It doesn't really matter what seed you get. Honestly, the East is pretty competitive, but I think it's a slim line. It's who's better than the next minus Toronto, but... rest him to the playoff start and then go from there. Let him play and see how far we go.
Yeah, you're not going to worry about seed now. Sorry, you just can't. You've got to worry about health first and foremost and getting in and trying to be as healthy as you are once you start the playoffs.
You're kind of locked into that two spot anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's not right. But even if you weren't, you can't put a value on that right now. The only thing you could put value on is getting your guys back. Joe and Quincy, these callers wrong about Kyrie Irving.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to address everybody who just called the radio station questioning how good Kyrie Irving is at basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've never picked a basketball up before or visually watched a game with their own two eyes on a television. The space he creates and his knowledge of the game of basketball is absolutely insane. And people say about the whole LeBron thing, LeBron is the biggest egomaniac maybe to ever walk this earth. Like,
yeah, he sucks, huh? I hate LeBron.
Yeah, another bad player.
He sucks. He's no good.
Yeah.
Who would want to play?
Is that Adam Jones disguising his voice? Jeez. We're getting trolled now.
I think we are. Adam in Boston. Hi, Adam.
How we doing, fellas?
Good. Hey!
Just wanted to call in. Basically, I was at the game last night, and I have to say, you see the three stars sitting on the bench, and the score staying competitive the whole game. I mean, Kyrie's not out there. Smart's not out there. Jaylen Brown's not out there. But, these guys are playing, they're reminiscent a little bit of the 2001 Patriots, where it's the next man up mentality. It's kind of a band of misfits out there, but they patched it together pretty nice. I got to say, it was probably one of the most exciting games I've ever been at, and the guys that I was looking to see weren't even out there. So whoever's calling to say Kyrie is garbage is out of their mind. But, the team rallies around guys like that, whether they're on the floor or not. Having these guys in your back pocket definitely helps. I just wanted to see what you thought about that, but the electricity was definitely palpable last night, I would say.
Palpable. Especially the way it ended. I mean, this is all coaching. This is Brad Stevens. They play hard. They do. Regardless of who's in the game, they play hard. And you appreciate that. But, I mean, if you're there, and that's kind of a reality check, you sit and you look over. There's Smart. There's Kyrie Irving. There's Jaylen Brown. That guy's down. Gordon Hayward, oh, he's upstairs. A little slap in the face. That's a reality check. Greatest show on turf, though? Greatest show on turf? And you're going to compare it to the 2001 Patriots? Well, they upset. Yeah, greatest show on turf. I think this team would get smoked by Golden State. No chance. I want to see them get there, but I don't think they'd have a chance.
Every year around this time, we start talking finals against Golden State.
Yeah. Well, that, isn't that what it is?
It's like a rite
of passage.
Isn't
that what the NBA is?
Isn't
that what you want?
Well, talk NBA finals. Didn't
we do what you want, Jim?
Didn't we do that when you had Kevin Garnett here and you had LeBron James with the Miami Heat? Who's going to play the Heat? Who's going to play the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals? Yeah. It's the NBA. What did LeBron say? Well, I've been to six straight finals. Six straight finals. Yeah, you're not going to beat that guy.
Yeah, he hasn't said that this year, though.
Yeah,
has he?
He's kept quiet.
Yeah, we haven't heard him.
Another coach down.
Well, he stinks. He's an egomaniac. Yeah. Who would want that guy on your team? Who would want to play with him? He stinks.
Yeah.
It's no good. We've got Mark in Belmont up next. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey.
All right, question. So we picked up Marcus Morris for Avery Bradley. My question is that, how beneficial do you think that was? How good of a trade was that, considering that Avery Bradley is injured?
I'm not going to factor that in.
No, you can't factor injury. I mean, you can factor Kyrie in for the injury. I'm going to do the Isaiah Thomas trade with injury. I think Avery Bradley is the lone player that you've lost that really popped. Damn good player. You know, what kind of career did Rondo have when he left here? All the other guys, they were aging vets. I mean, Kelly Olynyk. Avery Bradley is the one that I said, boy, if you could have kept him. But guy got paid.
Okay, but let's ask this question. Is Marcus Morris better than you thought he would be? I think he's been pretty good.
He shoots way more than I thought he would
been
shoot.
He's been pretty good. He's more. That's it, Jim. I think he's more active offensively than I thought he would be.
When they sign him, it's like, oh, they got another guy that can defend LeBron.
Yes.
I never heard, oh, it's a guy that can game-winning shots or score 21 and carry you in a game.
Yeah, I think he's better than what I thought he was going to be. I think that's true.
Yeah.
He's a better player than I thought he would be for this team.
Never expect him to be in the 20s. Yeah.
Well, occasionally.
Occasionally pump here and there. But
once in a while, he'll just carry them for a quarter and a half.
Yeah, but a lot of players do that from time to time.
I just didn't think he was capable of that. Watching his brother play, I just assumed he was going to be like his brother.
Except Al Horford.
The Morris twin. The Morris twin.
The other Morris twin. I thought
really
it was like the
passer.
Other one.
90 seconds, no commercials. We've got Hardy with headlines. We had a
there's
so many weird stories today that we had thought about talking about. What do you got? You got something?
There's something in the headlines about the upcoming NFL draft that is going to make your head spin.
I got an email about it. Expanded coverage, that part of it?
Could be. Yes.
Okay, expanded coverage. Hardy's going to tell us about that, okay? That good with you?
I'm looking forward to the
that
draft.
Good. Can we, Jim's going to take on toy stores, though, that I really think we need to get to today. When's the appropriate time to do that, Hardy?
Time to talk about toy stores?
Toy stores, yes.
Next.
Okay, good.